Nate again, and we'd like to welcome Allie, and thank you for taking time out of his busy day.
Well, my pleasure, always.
And for the most part, this is really Allie's expertise. I'm sure I'll have something to pipe in with, but he's really going to be the guy with the baton today. So,
That's quite a sight, if you can imagine that.
And again, if everyone could just refrain from, questions or commentary until Allie or myself, recommends those or asks for those, just so we can try to get as much information disseminated out to everybody as possible.
Right.
That would be appreciated.
Cool.
All right. So, Allie, welcome aboard. Take it away.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome to everybody out there. Thanks for tuning in again. It seems like we're getting a pretty decent response lately, and I'm excited to see this more and more. And we just recorded. Joanne, when is that next thing that I recorded for Spiderphone going to be available, the one that we did my staff meeting?
That should be very shortly.
Did you listen to that or anything?
I did have the opportunity to listen to about half of it. We're actually training some new people here in the office.
You think it's pretty good stuff?
It's excellent stuff, really great stuff. It's going to be very, very helpful to a ton of school owners out there. If not all school owners out there, should really.
Well, what I did was, just so you guys know out there, is I actually recorded my Monday morning staff meeting with about, I don't know, 6 or 10 of my staff players in the schools that run schools and secretaries and so on. And we went through the staff meeting, and it was really good, and just basically how we run our staff meeting, not telling anyone what to do, or just to kind of be like the fly on the wall listening in on what we normally do. But anyway, today is exciting because I have a thing that I've been doing for years, or at least I thought I was doing for years, and I'm sure it's people have heard of it. It's called the 246 week call, and I learned about this, the first time I went to an Andrew Woods seminar years and years ago, and I heard about it, through NATMA and Maya, and people are always talking about it, but they really don't really get into it deep enough, and I wanted to start here. I wrote this out, and I just wanted to say, welcome to another edition APS conference call, and I hope that in the past 3 or 4 months, you guys have been able to take things out of what we were doing and utilize them in your schools. And I just wanted to quickly ask, is everyone enjoying the call so far? Are you guys out there having a good time learning stuff from it and getting stuff out there?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Very, very good calls.
Good. I'm glad, because I want to, please tell me, like Joanne had said in the past, if things are, you'd like to hear something specifically, or you want to, find a topic, just please let us know, email us, and we'll definitely, entertain that and make sure that we go over it, because, again, it, brings us into an area where we might not be thinking, and it might be a good area for us to go. So anyway, many of you guys, I'm sure, have heard of the concept of 246 recalls, and I'm sure you guys countless times have, you could say, too, that, some of you may feel uncomfortable if you haven't heard of them or haven't done them or haven't instituted them, but I want you to know that I was in that position at one point, and, I don't want you to think that, wow, I'm not doing them, so I must be doing something wrong, because that's not the case. This is just going to really, really help you guys fine-tune another aspect of your martial art program. And for those of you that are doing the 246 recalls, this may help you, to truly master what we're doing. And the reason why I came up with this is because I fell into the same category. I have a school of 1,200 students in 5 schools, and I think that, even though that I say that I was doing 246 week calls, I had different staff members doing it, I don't really think that I was doing it the right way. So I went back and I looked at everything and I said to myself, wow, what am I going to do to make this as professional and beneficial to my school as possible? And this is what I did. The first thing I did was I broke it down so it wasn't just 2, 4, and 6. I actually go all the way up to 10 weeks now. So it's 2 week, 4 week, 6 week, 8 week, and a 10 week period. And then after that, we'll do every month or every month and a half after that that we're going to contact every single one of our clients. Now, the idea is to develop a line of communication between you and your clients, of course your students. And for years, school owners have been told that the key to retention is if you have a good retention in your school, you will have a successful martial arts school. And there are some rather strong analogies that people have heard: plug the holes in the bucket. Another is keep the front door wide open and close the back door. And as I always say, it's easier said than done. We could always tell you this stuff, and doesn't mean that it's just going to happen overnight. So it's going to take a little bit of work, and I think starting with your 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls, which I'll just refer to as 2, 4, 6-week calls because it's shorter, is going to definitely help you. And I would like to, conceptually, this philosophy of 2, 4, 6-week calls is easy to grasp. you know, and also this concept of, you know, if you have a concept that advertise, bring more students in, teach exciting classes, and the students are going to stay, and shorter curriculums look better than longer ones, of course, but for instance, you know, you may be doing all those things in your school. You may be teaching exciting classes. You may have signed up a lot of people, but you may not be retaining them, and you want to know why. I think that a biggest problem that we have as school owners is that we don't stick to our philosophies, and this is where it all starts from the 246 recalls. You know, understand that psychologically in society, people are in the fast food mentality, so the attention span is a lot less than it used to be 10 or 20 years ago. We're more automated than we've ever been. We're less inclined to take time to master things. You know, we're definitely not in a society where it's all about, you know, mastering something and pushing forward even if you're not happy with what you're doing or you feel a little bit of a struggle. So it's really all about self-satisfaction. So most satisfaction will come from outside stimulation to people. And, you know, we know that because, you know, students are quitting left and right. You know, they join our school. 4 months later, they go, I'm not having fun, and they quit. Or, you know, 2 weeks later, they go, this is not what I entirely expected. And, you know, this comes from the upbringing of what we, you know, in the 21st century. You know, we have cars that talk to us. We have, you know, TV shows that we could pause now, live TV. There's so many different things, you know, fast food restaurants. If McDonald's is too busy on a line or Subway, you could go right down the road and get something else. So we're trying to educate our students and change their mentality as well as changing the parents' mentality. And this is where my 246 recalls come in. So here are some suggestions that I have, and it doesn't matter whether you're a new school owner or an experienced school owner. I suggest totally that you have to educate your parents as well as you do your students. Now, I used to catch myself saying things like, you know, I can only teach the students, not the parents. But the reality is that, you know, we have to teach the parents if they're the ones paying the bill, and we have to get them to be on the same page as us because they're directly responsible to motivate the kids, and they're also directly responsible for paying tuition. And, you know, I would continually be on the other end of the fence, and I'd shrug my shoulders, and I'd say, well, I can only teach those people that want to be taught, and the people that aren't going to stick around are going to lose out. But it was just such a shame that the mentality that I had was just totally not conducive to running a good martial arts school. So, basically, I think that what we need to do is consider our 2-4-6 week calls, 8, 10, and whatever, as an educational process to the teachers, I mean, to the parents and to the students. So, for instance, like on my 2-week calls, the initial 2-week contact after a person joins, what I'll do is I want to establish a line of communication with the client. I want to establish, you know, a line of communication with the parent or the student. I want to make sure that the lines are open, and I want to make sure when I call them that I'm getting them and they're actually really listening to me. So I made a script up that's going to be available on my premium section. I'm taking it to the next level site. But if you guys just want to do this, I would suggest that you make a script up of all the important things that you need to get across to the new student or parent. The first contact is when you're going to do this. Like, for instance, I have a script that I wrote. It says, you know, hi, Mrs. Smith. This is Renchi Ali Alberito from Long Island Ninjutsu Centers, and how are you today? The reason for my call is I'd like to go over some of the questions that parents and students commonly ask after joining our school. And then I ask them, I say, do you have about 5 to 10 minutes of your time that you could speak to me uninterrupted and give me your undivided attention? And that question is so important. You know, you might call and get a parent, and they're in the middle of washing the dishes or preparing for dinner, and they just want to rush you off the phone and pretend like they're actually listening to you. So I want to clearly, on my 2-week call, is clearly find out that they're going to sit and listen to me and understand what I'm saying. And if they say no, I want to make sure that they're busy. If they say no, I say, okay, I realize you're very busy. What would be a good time to call you back when I can get 10 minutes of your undivided attention? And at that point, I would schedule an appointment in my daytime or on my calendar and make sure that you're real diligent about calling these people back at the time that you had said you were going to and make it a firm appointment because this is when you're going to get their undivided attention where they set time aside. And let's just say I'll take it in my script a little further. Let's say they do say, yes, I have 10 minutes of time. I say, great. As you know, during your enrollment conference, our staff member provided you with a welcome to the family packet. In my school, we have a nice envelope printed up that says, welcome to our family with pictures of our students. And inside, we have a little booklet. And in the booklet, it says all the things that I need for them to know. Like, for instance, how do they wash their uniform? Obviously, they throw it in the wash. In our school, we don't allow them to wash their belts. So we say, just keep your belt. Don't ever wash your belt. Of course, the stripes will fall off. We want it to look as dirty as possible until you get your next belt. Make sure that you're always prepared with your full uniform. Make sure you have your T-shirt under your gi, because in our school, they have to wear a school shirt underneath their gi. And by the way, this is a great idea for you guys that don't do that, because it's just going to increase T-shirt sales. And then they have to wear shorts underneath their pants, their gi pants, which I've learned, you know, kids' pants falling down, adults' pants ripping. If they have a pair of shorts on, they don't have to stop the workout if their pants tear a little. So, of course, we have dojo shorts that we sell them as well. So they have to have their complete uniform, and I make sure that the parents know that. I also let them know about school closings. We follow the educational school calendar, so if the school is closed, we just listen. Because of snow, we'll close if the schools are closed. If we're closed on any of the major holidays, the schools are closed. The only thing that we don't do is the winter recesses and summer recesses that they do, but we follow that. Then also in our Welcome to the Family package, we'll tell them about events that are mandatory and events that are not mandatory that we have. So on my 246 week call, I'm continually going over all this information with them. And then, of course, we throw in taglines just to make it more exciting. We said in this packet, we explain to you why we developed the catchphrase. It's not just kicking and punching. It's the martial arts and beyond. And that's our slogan, which is copyrighted, so no one can steal that out there. And we're here to help you guys with the martial arts and the beyond part as well. You know, so we want you to know that we're going to help you learn the physical stuff, but we want you to learn the beyond stuff as well, such as, you know, all the things that you might have signed your kid up for, self-esteem, focus, and so on. And then I write, and then it says, just so you know, over the next 10 weeks, periodically, we'll be calling you to ask questions and answer any questions that you might have. And we believe that communication is the key to any successful relationship. And then I'll ask the parent or the student, don't you agree? And, of course, hopefully they'll say, yes, I do agree. And then I say, would you mind if I ask you a few questions? And what's the main reason that you signed up in our program to begin with? You know, I want to know, and I'm going to take notes on this and put it in a folder or put it in a binder. And they'll tell me, well, Johnny, you know, has ADD. And he doesn't ever stick to anything that he does. And this is going to be important when I call him back on the 6 week or 8 week when they say, well, he's not having fun, he wants to quit. Well, I'll go, isn't Johnny the one that you signed up because he never wanted to do anything? Are you just going to let him continue this process and quit continually? So this helps us to develop a better perspective so that our staff or myself or any staff member could help them achieve their goals. And I, you know, remember, it's our goal to get them, and we want to anchor them to the reasons why they signed up in the first place. Anchoring is a process where if they say it's about self-defense and then they achieve a little confidence in self-defense, they may not feel that it's necessary to come anymore. So if I have 6 or 7 different reasons that they wanted to lose weight and they're still a little bit overweight, I could refer to that reason. Or if they say to themselves, well, you know, I joined because my son is getting bullied in the playground. Well, is he still getting bullied? Well, kind of still. Okay, well, great. Do you still want to quit or do you want to take Johnny out? Because this is very, very important that he continues with this program because, and then I go into the reasons. The second question that I ask is, you know, why are some of the things that, what are some of the things that you would like to see our school help your son or you with in the future in regards to their martial art training? Again, I'm looking for them to anchor their benefits. Another question that I'll ask on this 246-week call is, you know, what can you tell us to really help us understand you or your child's goals? And then, of course, we're looking for things that anchor them to our program, as well as things that we can continually help them so that they personally develop and they stay with our school for a long time. And then I also ask the parents, I go, have you read our Welcome to the Family packet? And this is the thing that I handed to them. And if they say no at that point, I'm going to say, well, maybe we could get back to you in another few days, and I'll set up another appointment so that they read this packet. Because in our Welcome to the Family packet, we have all the information that they're ever going to need to know as a beginner student in our school. It tells them about promotions, how they get promoted. It tells them about how long it takes to get promoted. It tells them what kind of gear they need to buy. It tells them what kind of things for them to expect. Like, we have an inter-school tournament twice a year, and we have an open tournament. It's mandatory for our students to attend at least one tournament a year, that they have to go to a tournament in order to continue in our school and be promoted. And then, if they haven't read this Welcome to the Family packet, I'll ask them if I could call them back and get back in touch with them. If they have read it, I continue on with a whole other series of questions that I'll ask them on their 2-4-6 week calls that I want to know that they're on the same page as me. Because after all of us as school owners, we know how many times has a parent pretended or said that they were totally into it, they're totally behind it, they're going to make their kids come, they think it's the greatest thing in the world, then all of a sudden they fall off the face of the earth. You call them 100 times and they never return your phone call. And all of a sudden they're gone and you wonder, like, why? So then I'll also tell them, I go, these are some benefits that I think that you should be aware of. And I think that this is going to help your child or you be a success. And I say, 1, regular attendance. 2, encourage daily home practice. three start a home gym or an area that they could use so they could practice at home and you could watch them or coach them. Four, get the necessary gear so that their training experience is going to be the best possible. And making sure they're always wearing their complete uniform, and I already went over that with you about what we want them to wear. Number five, I said to make sure they check in with their instructors about their progress on a regular basis. And I go on and explain this because I want them to say, Mr. Smith, why haven't I moved up yet? Or what do I need to move up? Or, you know, what do I need to do to get better? And I want them to really understand what's their responsibility. And number six, if I was speaking with a parent, I'll say I'd like for the parents to get involved. At that point, I maybe say for them to get involved in our coaching program or maybe for them to even join the school themselves so they'll have something in common with their children. If it's an adult, I'll encourage them to get their children involved if they have any or their spouse or a friend. My seventh question would be eventually getting into our Black Belt Club. This is where I start to prime them. I'm already on my two-week call starting to prepare them and pre-frame them for our Black Belt Club, our Masters Elite program, our Team Leader Character Development program. And then I don't want to push it at this point. If they sound really interested, I'll set up an appointment. But if they're not too sure and they just say, hey, that sounds like a good idea, I'll say we can discuss this in more detail in about 2 weeks at our four-week call. Would you mind if when we call you back, we could spend some time talking about that? And they usually say, of course, you know. Number eight, I wrote down that they should watch videos and read stuff that are related to the martial arts. Maybe go to a sporting event, a tournament, watch a Chuck Norris movie with their kids, whatever it may be. But you know, we have enough of them so that they know that they need. We have enough events in our school that we know that they could come to them. But we want them to do things at home, more so that when the kids are not at our school, they're being anchored to the martial arts and they're really starting to get into it wholeheartedly. And I'm sure every school owner that's out there listening could attest and say that all their really outstanding students are the ones that go above and beyond training in class. They practice a little at home. They come to all the special events. They go to some competitions and so on. And the ninth thing that I tell them to do is that we need to really, really develop a routine, a regular routine, so that they know that they're coming in every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, let's say, and they're practicing at home every Tuesday and Saturday, or whatever your schedule allows. If they come 2 days a week, making sure they're coming regularly 2 days a week and making sure that they're practicing at home 2 days a week. And this is something that we need to encourage. And we don't. I think that a lot of school owners, probably most of the majority of people listening, including myself, have not really gone into this in this detail. And I think that if we did this just on the 2-4, 2-4, 6-week calls alone, we would really, really start to set precedence for these parents and really get them on the same page with us where they're going to be gung-ho martial art fans. And then I close on my two-week call, and I'll read it to you. It says, before I take up more of your time, do you have any questions? Of course, any questions that they ask, we're going to answer. And then I say, at this time, can I ask you a favor? This is really key. And they say, yes, sure, I guess. And I'll go, well, we pride ourselves on referrals from people such as yourself to help us grow. In fact, 80% of our students come from referrals. Did you guys come from a referral? And if they say yes or no, I'll say, well, I'm glad that you came to our school in the long run, and we need to get people like you to consistently tell others about the great things that are going on in our school, to tell the community and tell other students. We'd love it if you could give us a list of 5 people that may benefit from our program. And we promise to handle these names discreetly with confidentiality. If they're uninterested, we won't harass them. We promise you that we won't send out the ninja squad or hit squad. And, you know, of course, we laugh and we joke a little. And if you prefer, we won't even mention your name. But if you do, we could give them a month for free in your name, which is worth over $100. Now, I found this to be great results. I found that we get incredible results from this. But in the two-week period, they only know you for 2 weeks. They may be a little hesitant. So I have another section that says, if they're unsure, this is what we say. And it says, we understand it takes some time for you to get to know us and for us to build more of your trust. How about this? We'll call you back at the four-week period in just 2 weeks. And possibly at that time, if you're ready, we can get those names from you at that point. Is this okay? And if they say yes, yeah, I guess that would be a good thing. And then we'll say, well, promise me, if you're happy, you'll give us those names as you promise. Is that a deal? And then they'll say, yes, it's a deal. And then basically that's what this is how we set up our first two-week call. And then just for me, I'll going to ask any questions right now, then I'll go a little bit into our four-week call and so on and so forth. So is everybody kind of, am I moving too fast for everybody out there, or is it good for everybody so far? Okay, I can't hear you. If anyone just coughed, I don't know
why.
Yeah,
I think someone was just speaking. We really couldn't hear.
Are you accepting questions right now?
Yes, I am accepting questions. And someone else is talking, I think, that, but we can't. Whoever that was who just asked the question, for some reason we cannot hear a word you're saying. But anybody, do you have any questions so far, what we're up to?
I have a question.
Sure.
Who shouldn't be making these calls? You said you make them yourself.
No, I actually don't make them myself. That's why I made a script.
Oh.
If I made them myself, I wouldn't have to have a script. I have all my staff members, and I actually gave all of my staff members this exact script, and it's scripted out all the way up to 10 weeks. And I don't want them to memorize it verbatim, you know, word for word, but I want them to get the gist of the call, and I want them to have the questions that we're supposed to ask in front of them, because it's so easy when you're in conversation to get thrown off, you know, track, and then you end up not asking and going, oh, darn, I didn't ask for referrals, or darn, I didn't ask them why they're in the program. So this way it helps them really, really stay totally on track. So does that answer your question?
Yep.
Great. Any other questions, anybody out there? Because I need to get questions in order to really help you guys. So rather than me just kind of keep going through the script, so I know that you guys are into it and it's helping you guys. Anyone else?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm using the interview sheet from the Tommy Lee Success System.
Right.
And pretty much the interview sheet goes over what the mental benefits, health benefits, skill benefits.
Right.
All the other things. We have them fill out when they have them fill that out after their first intro or before they take a tour of the school.
Okay.
How can we incorporate making a script based on one of the examples you had was what are the reasons Johnny started self-defense?
Right, right.
That's already in the interview sheet that we've used.
Well, that's awesome. I think that you guys, that's a Tommy Lee Success System, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think that it's awesome that you guys already asked the questions and that, you know, let me step back a little in time. I used to, one of my students, Frank, who runs my East Isaac School, he wanted to have a folder on every one of his students, like an individual manila folder, and I kind of put a stop to that because I said, do you imagine how many folders? We have 350 students in this school. We're going to have 350 folders. I almost kind of think that it would be great, and I think in Marshallsoft there's a section for notes where you could write them down. As long as you're going to be at the computer while you're making your phone calls, that's great. But if you have a folder that tells everything about the student, and this would be that thing that you just told me about where they first initially filled out, or you filled out an information call, or they came in and filled out a trial class waiver and questionnaire, you would have that in the folder. So you could refer back to that. Because let's say you call Mrs. Smith and you say, why'd you put him in? Or some parents will go, you know, he doesn't want to go. And I go, well, you put him in here for a reason. They go, nah, we just put him in to have fun. And you go, but no, you wrote on the thing that you wanted, he's a very shy boy and you wanted to develop self-confidence. And they go, well, yeah, that was one of the reasons. You know, you have to remind them. But I would suggest to re-ask the questions. Because when you get them to say it over and over again, it becomes reality to them. Rather than just writing it and forgetting about it. Because at that time, that could have been the first thing that came to their mind. So I would ask them again one more time. And on the script, to be honest with you, I would ask them questions that are all positive and, you know, that are going to continually reinforce the benefits of your school. There's no doubt about that. You need to tell them that. But also, I think that we lose a lot of students in the martial arts because people are unsure of what to expect. They have high hopes about joining a martial arts school. The kids come in. They've heard it had good benefits. They heard it gives self-confidence. They don't realize how much, you know, like going to a gym is easy. Going to aerobic class is easy. Going to cardio kick is easy. All they got to do is show up and do whatever they feel like to get a benefit out of it, like, you know, sweating and losing weight. But in the martial arts, we expect so much more of our students, and then sometimes that works against us. You know, we want them to work hard. We want them not to be sissies. We want them not to quit. We want the parents to be behind it. We want the parents to not let them give up. We want them to come regularly. I was just in bed this morning with my wife and daughter before we woke up and talking, and I said, my little daughter's moving up to our Mighty Ninja class now. I said, I want my daughter Kiara to go there. She goes, that's 3 days a week. She goes, you can't expect me to do 3 days a week. Now, this is my wife. I'm the owner of the school with my own daughter. So I'm saying to myself, well, why? She goes, well, we're doing other things. We have dance. We have this. We have that. So we need to educate people in the very beginning, almost to the point of interviewing them, saying, do you realize that this is going to be a commitment? Do you realize that you're going to have to put some time forward or else the martial arts aren't going to be for you? And if they don't realize that, they're going to eventually end up quitting anyway. So if we pre-frame these people from day number one and continually pre-frame them and reframe them as the weeks go by, we're going to have students for longer periods of time. our attention is going to go through the roof, and we're going to have more committed people that are more fans of our program. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So who won that argument, Allie?
With my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, so what? Any other questions? No, I think that I won, but, you know, she's good at making me think that I won. So it's, you know, we'll see based over the next few weeks whether I won or not. I don't think I've ever won an argument with my wife.
Well, you know, it's good that she at least lets you think that you do. That's
exactly.
All that counts.
Well, she's a master of that Jedi mind trick. She's got me to believe that over years. So, anyway, but I'm hoping that, you know, this is why I say to, you know, I'm at the mindset now where I almost want to sit someone down and say, are you sure you could commit to this wholeheartedly, or maybe you should join Joe Schmoes down the road? Because I'm almost tired of having people disappear and not call me back, come in and just leave without saying, okay, well, this is the reason why. But then again, I could say that, you know, it's their fault, but in reality, it's really my fault because I'm not establishing a continual line of communication throughout their training program. People are always able to just slip into the back of the class and then eventually just disappear without us knowing. And we'll go, hey, Mr. Smith, where did Johnny go? He goes, oh, Johnny hasn't been in your class for 3 months. You know, what had happened? You know, so we lose him. And we don't even realize we're losing him, but we're losing him during the class because we're not paying much attention to him, or we're not calling up and finding out what's going on with the parents. Maybe they're going through a divorce or whatever the situation may be. Any other questions real quick?
Yeah, Allie, do you have any of this available in writing, any of the scripts or anything?
You know what, I do have it available, but it is going to be available on the Taking It to the Next Level. It's in the premium section.
Okay.
So if you're interested in getting involved in that section, it's going to, let me tell you guys, whoever is listening, I'm not just trying to sell this to you, although I am in a way, of course, but at the same time, I think that this is not only going to help all of our clients at APS, but it's going to help everybody in the martial art industry, because how many times have we heard 246 recalls, 246 recalls by everybody who's out there doing the seminar circuit? But no one has gotten involved into it as deep as it really should be getting involved in it. And, you know, just this alone, this one system alone, could eliminate so many problems in the future, and it could eliminate so many situations that you may have, or it could just pre-frame people for so many things like referrals. Like I think in Martial Arts Success Magazine this month, the NATMA thing, they have Jay Abraham, and he's on the cover, and I read this the other day, and Jay Abraham is a marketing guru. He's just amazing, and I've got so many of his audio tapes and books, but he talked about how he promoted a seminar in which that he charged $5,000 for the weekend for people to come to this seminar, and he said, if you do me a favor, for everyone who came after the first flyer that they received, stand up and go stand against the back wall. And there was like 700 people at this seminar. He said he made $3 million in a weekend. And he said, okay, 36 people stood up and went on the back room. He says, how many people came after I mailed the second flyer? Another certain amount of people. He goes, fourth flyer, fifth flyer, all the way up to eight flyers that he sent. On the eighth flyer, the last group of people stood up and went. It took the majority of the people, eight different mailers and eight different flyers, for them to finally come in to this seminar. He says, I could have gave up and had only 100 people here and made $500,000. He says, but I did eight consistent flyers and I ended up having this full room and I made $3 million on this seminar because of consistent marketing. Well, do we do that? Are we consistently asking for referrals? Are we consistently asking questions that are going to benefit our students and benefit our school? We think that a majority of the training is done on the floor, in which the martial art part is, but we know that if they're not coming to class, we're not going to be able to get through to them. They're eventually going to end up quitting and moving on, and we're going to say, let's find someone else to fill their spot, when in reality, if we were communicating with them regularly, even to the point where they get sick of us almost, at least they're going to have a friendly relationship, like, oh, that's my, you know, who's calling? Oh, that's my Renchi Alley, my kid's martial art teacher. Yeah, let me talk to him because he's a lot of great stuff. He gives me some words of advice. He tells me what to do with Johnny. He helps me out on what I could do as a parent. He helps me, how am I going to keep him motivated. He keeps me posted on all of his progress, when his next promotion is going to be, all the different new programs, all the different special events like sleepovers, family picnics, luau's, whatever you guys do, movie night outs, you know, Noonchuck, glow Noonchuck seminars, all of that stuff. I mean, there's just so much available to you guys that are just unbelievable. So that's why consistency is real, real important. So any other questions?
Yeah, I do. I have one, Allie.
Okay.
In regards to, I also read J. Abrams' article, and I was thinking about how, because I don't have a referral program implemented,
okay,
but I do have you know, most of my clientele comes from referrals.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think about how's the best way to implement one without being too commercialized, like, oh, for everything you, every person you get, you
well,
get a T-shirt and so on.
Let me just get you to erase that from your voice. I don't want to teach you to be a commercial person, but forget about saying not too commercialized. There's no such thing. The minute you charge a dollar and you ask for one referral, you're commercial. So don't feel guilty about asking for 5 or 10. Like, and don't feel guilty about offering and making this big deal out of it, because obviously the more people you get in the door, the more people you can touch with your martial art mastery and your lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So don't feel uncomfortable about being that person. You know, I get letters all the time. One time someone said to me, "You market as good as McDonald's." And at first I wanted to be insulting, going, "How dare you?" And then I thought about it and I said, "Well, hey, you know, if anybody is a good marketer, it's McDonald's. I mean, I hate their products. I hate what they stand for. But I'm saying as far as business mastery, those guys are really unbelievable." I said, "So if people consider me to be that good as of a marketer, then I'm doing something right." So I would definitely not feel, don't use that word and say without being too commercial, because you run a business, you run a school, you are commercial. There's no doubt. If you're going to do your martial arts for free and teach in some temple somewhere, that's not commercial. But at the minute you charge a penny, you're a commercial operation. Do not feel guilty.
I guess not use the word commercial in
right.
that respect. I mean in the more respect of the milk market, you know, the meat market, so to speak. Like, I don't want my students' families coming up, "Oh, he's always trying to get another angle to get money or to do this." Or
well, you know what it is, though? If you pre-frame them correctly, I don't think that they're going to think that way. And if you have a few parents that think that way, and by the way, you will have a bunch of parents that will always think that way. I mean, I feel guilty sometimes. I have a brand-new Dodge Viper 2004 SRT. I almost feel uncomfortable sometimes pulling up because I get comments from some parents.
Right.
When I first bought the car, I thought people were going to just harass me. But I swear to you, I couldn't believe the amount of people that were proud of me and happy for me. They go, "Wow, you finally, that's great. I'm so happy to see that you're doing good," because they felt good for me because I'm doing good for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know you're going to get some of those people that are going to make you feel uncomfortable, but at the same time, what I would do is say, you know, I wouldn't think that way and let that even affect your philosophy. What I would do, though, is put together a referral program that's beneficial to your client base. But before you put together a referral program, you could just ask for referrals. Like right now, how many students do you have in your school?
200.
Okay, so you have 200 students. If you called every student that would be, and they referred one person, and out of that only half of them join your school, you would have 50 new students tomorrow. If you could just picture that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have your 200 students and they all referred 5 people to you, that's 1,000 referrals that you have to work off of. If you signed up just half of those, you'd have 500 students in your school. Isn't that worth pursuing every single day of your life?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to advertise a day in your life. You wouldn't have to ever market in a newspaper, a penny saver, make another flyer if you were able to market your program that effectively. Now, of course, that's just numbers. But and it may not always work that way, because you may get some parents that won't refer a soul, and you may get some that will refer 10. So this is where this 2-4-6 week call comes in, because if let's say you joined my school, and when you signed up, I said to you, this school is based off of referrals. We encourage people to come into our – we encourage you as a new member, after you're happy with our service, to refer other people to you. Do you think that would be something that you would do if you were happy? And you'd probably say yes. And I say, okay, now 2 weeks later, I call him, "How's the program? You like it?" And you go, "Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. Is there anybody you'd like to refer?" And people get nervous. They go, "I don't want to give names out. People are going to get mad at me." Go, "Okay, well, if I haven't built up trust enough yet, how about I call you in another 2 weeks? And if you feel good about that, give us one referral, only one, and see how we handle it." And then if you handle that referral and they join, you go, "Hey, Mrs. Smith, we just signed up your buddy, Joey, and we're going to give you a free gear bag, or we're going to give you a 10% off on whatever." And then that way, you actually have given them something, encouraging them to refer you more. And also, at the same time, you've added a new student that may refer 5 people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's unbelievably scary, right? That's what Jay Abraham says. We don't have a referral program that is strong enough in the martial art industry that and consistent enough. We're kind of like guys out there, and we're throwing our weight around, and we say, "Okay, we're going to do a ton of flyers this month. That's awesome. We're going to do a ton of VIP passes and a buddy day next month." And we're all constantly trying different things, when in reality, if we stuck to a set group of things over a set period of time, we'd have all the students we ever needed in our schools. It's just a matter of really being that consistent. And I find that a lot of martial arts school instructors don't, they're disciplined martial artists, but they're not disciplined business artists, so that they don't put the time and effort they do into their business as they did into their martial art training. So we just need to change that a little, and we need to get people really, really focused on getting what they're supposed to do to grow their business done and work it from there.
So how would you implement the retention program within the school, student base already?
Referrals or retention?
Referrals.
Referrals. Well, what I would do right now is I'd start calling tomorrow. If you had time on a Saturday, I would call all your students, starting with the first student that you ever signed up, and totally just ask them for referrals. And just say to them, you know, I'm calling you because we've found that we've gotten so many referrals already from our students that have been happy. I was wondering if you could possibly refer a friend. And let's say you're calling Mrs. Smith and her son Johnny goes, one of Johnny's best friends. We'd like to give him a free month. And ask him for their name and phone number. And ask him if they could do that for you as a favor to get you so that you could bring more students in the door. And of course, Johnny will be more happy because he's buddies training. Mrs. Smith might be more happy because they could carpool. And if they get the referral and you sign that person up, I would give them a gift of some sort. And you could work that out for the first one, a gift, another gift for if they refer two. I mean, my referral program goes, if they refer one program, they get a gift. 2, 3, 4, they get a gift. And then on the fifth one, they get a year for free. That's my referral program. They get a $1,000 membership for no charge. If they refer 5 people to my school, they join for a yearly program. So in essence, I got $8,000 in memberships, and I give away $1,000. Better than any advertising campaign I could have ever done. So that's something that I would, for anybody who's listening out there, if you guys are not pursuing your referrals, I would go after it wholeheartedly. Any other questions out there?
Yeah, Ali, I'd like to ask. I'm the chief instructor of my school. My wife is acting as program director. I see the students, at least the kids, more.
Right.
More often because I'm teaching during the day. She comes
right
in later at night.
Yeah.
So I see the kids, and I don't really get a chance to sit down much with the parents because it's so swamped, you know.
Sure.
Between classes. Now, should she be making the calls during, like, is there a peak time to really be making calls?
Well, you know what? I found that there's really never any set time. Like, for instance, if it's a stay-at-home mom, you could get them any day during the day or early mornings. But it's kind of like a hit or miss thing, but you got to just keep a log and continually call until you get in touch with these people. You know, but I would suggest that you have her call, and I would suggest that you take some time a month and actually make the phone calls yourself, because if your program manager calls, they'll listen, and especially it depends on how much they respect her. But always when the master instructor calls, and this is if you have time. I have no time, and I don't have any desire to make, you know, 1,200 phone calls or 450 phone calls in my one head school. But I suggest that it's something that it's so well worth it. You know, and it's worth it for you to call up, because I guarantee, you know, I even said to my buddies on a two-week call, my friend in Colorado, I said, you know, you could just say when you call on the two-week call, if they're very excited, you could say, oh, by the way, Mr. Smith, I have a brand-new delivery of hats. And, I was wondering if Johnny would like one. They're $21.99, but I'm selling them to all my people over the telephone right now for $15. You want me to put one off to the side for you? You could probably sell gear that quickly on that call, because they're just excited, and they're motivated, and they're so into the program. And, you know, little tiny little things like a T-shirt, an extra T-shirt, or a video of your school, whatever it may be, when you have their undivided attention and they're in the yes mode and they're enjoying what they're doing, this is where they're going to just be, you know, they're going to be willing to do anything you say, hopefully, and you know, and benefit their family at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much.
Appreciate My pleasure. I hope I answered your question, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions? Feel free. There's a lot of people on the line. Don't be embarrassed. There's no stupid questions. No? Okay. I have about 15 more minutes. So I wanted to go into, like, so now we're at our two-week call. You know, our four-week call is basically, you know, I'll read to you again in part of my article. It says, we've really accomplished a great deal so far in the first 3 weeks. It's our main goal to utilize the 2, 4, 6 week calls as a small little soundbite to educate and acclimate our clients, our students, so that their first few months are as smooth, the smoothest transition from non-student to dedicated student as possible. We need to create a synergy so that we build a team of our fans. You know, when I say fans, I don't want people worshiping us. What I mean is I want them to push our school. I want them to be excited about our school. I want them to love the instructors and love what we do. You know how it is to have one pessimistic, negative kind of person out in the lobby going, oh, yeah, well, my kid's really not learning that well. Or, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, all he cares about is the money. Oh, yeah, well, wait till the yellow belt. You're going to have to buy $500 worth of gear. This is all stuff that the other mom who's already been through the 2-4 secret or 4-week call is going to go, oh, I already know about that. We have no problem with that because we know that that's part of the program. And, you know, we need to create that synergy so that people love what we do. That's why we got them involved with the first place. In order for them to sign up at our school, they must have enjoyed what we had to present to them initially. So we got to keep them on track and not let them become negative. We don't want to let them slide. We want them to just becoming better and better and have them become more and more motivated. And our main goal is to build the synergy within the organization as well as getting the students to feel like they're a huge part of what's going on in the school. We want them to know that they're part of our family. And realizing in the martial art industry that the first year of training is probably one of the most exciting points in a martial artist's training. You know, and then the thrill kind of tapers off because it becomes regular. And I always equate this to dating. You know, when you're first on a date, everybody is happy. You know, you go on your first few dates, you love each other. Even, you know, you snort, that person snorts and you know, you say, no, that's so cute. And then after a year of marriage or dating for a year, that person snorts. You're going, oh, my God, there they go again. I'm ready to kill myself. You know, you tolerate certain things in the early stages, and you're excited about it. You overlook certain things. We need to strike while the iron is hot. We need to make sure that we're talking to our students and educating them while they're in the peak of excitement. It's not good to try to re-educate them. You know, the worst thing is to try to talk someone back into quitting your school, to stop from quitting your school when you find out and you go, hey, Mr. Smith, where's Johnny been? Oh, he doesn't want to come anymore. He hates it. He fell down in class. He's bored. He wants to try baseball or soccer or whatever. And you now are on the defensive going, but you know, the benefits are endless. You know, X, 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 and X. He's going to get this, 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 and this. And they're going, yeah, I hear you, but I don't want to be tortured because he's giving me hell to bring him to class. I don't want to have to go through this torture. Basically, that's really what we want to eliminate. We want to be on top of them and exciting them and motivating and communicating with them so that if he goes, well, Mrs. Smith goes, Johnny gave me a little bit of a hard time coming to class today. Right then and there, you give her a reason and a way that she could overcome it. That's the way you say to her, you know, well, maybe if you don't let him take a nap before class, or you take him out of the pool an hour early, or you make him do his homework before he comes to class. These are the things to do before he gets totally demotivated. Or I believe in positive reinforcement, saying, why don't we do this? Why don't you say that if he makes it for the next month without giving you a hard time, you'll give him a special prize, like take him to see the new Thunderbirds movie, or take him to see, you know, if he's older, the Bourne Supremacy, or buy him that new Nintendo game. But only based on performance do you ever give rewards, but you need to set up some reward system. And, you know, as I said, we need to strike while the iron's hot. We need to build that excitement and create a routine. And we need to start to develop a series of good habits so that the students and their families are continually realizing successes, that they're constantly moving forward. And, you know, at times parents may seem disinterested when you talk to them. They may be like, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's a great idea. Okay, got to go. Well, you know, although it seems like that, sometimes it's not always the truth, or most of the time, commonly, it's not the truth that they're disinterested, because they wouldn't be spending $1,500 a year in tuition if they weren't motivated and excited. So I believe that it's just a matter of getting through to them, finding the right time where they're not feeling rushed, where they're feeling that they could spend time and talk to you. Maybe you could even give them your cell phone number to call you on a Sunday. Whatever it may be, that's when these people will talk to you and confide in you. And most certainly, you know, that, you know, they'll give you their trust and dedication to your business, you know, and give it a wholehearted effort at least, you know. And, you know, remember that, you know, so many kids and parents are overstimulated these days. Kids are overscheduled. Parents are overwhelmed with all these different things. It's not easy. If anybody's a parent out there, you know what I'm talking about. So, as you know, as a master instructor, you guys have to become empathetic to all that's going on in their lives. Make sure that you make persistent and consistent attempts to speak to them. You know, you got to make sure that you follow up on the 2-week call. Now, you can't miss them for 2 weeks and then go into your 4-week routine. So even if they've been with you for 2 weeks but you never made contact with them, you treat it, and it's the third week, treat it as a 2-week call and hit them with all the stuff you would normally hit them with on a 2-week, all the questions, ask for the referrals. And every 2 weeks you're calling them back saying, Can you give me more referrals? You know, you only gave me one so far. You think Johnny knows anybody else? Can you maybe give these passes out at a PTA meeting? Can you talk to everyone at your local badminton tournament or whatever it may be? You know, and you basically continue and you program these people to know that they're a part of the growth of the school, that this is part of what they do as members. And then, you know, you teach them that this is a good thing, not a bad thing. Does that make sense? No?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for one yes out there. It's hard to talk to myself, you know. So how about any more questions real quick? Anybody else? No?
Ali, in this four-week call, I'm sorry, I keep asking.
That's okay. Hey, listen, that's good because your question is probably a lot of people's questions.
All right. And in the four-week, now you were just saying before about kind of preparing people, letting them know what's going on down the line of more than anything, I'm thinking in terms of the way people think, parents think, oh,
right.
How much more money am I going to be spending for this or that?
Exactly.
This upgrade or this
exactly.
Equipment and so on. And
sure.
Am I educating them? You know, kind of breaking them into that slowly, like in the 4 week now, am I starting to tell them about that?
Well, you know what? My experience has been this, is that I, as a consumer, I never want to be hit with anything without knowing about it. So I'd much rather be told up front everything. So that's why I would suggest to all you people out there, and again, it's going to be up on my premium site, it's going to have the Welcome to the Family package available so people could see what mine looks like and to give you a synopsis of what you should have in yours. But let's just say, do you charge for promotions? Like,
yeah,
for belt?
Very nominal, like 10.
Okay, whatever it may be, I would have that in there. Do you charge for, you know, do you have special events like parents would like to come to, like maybe a parent conference, or like do you have a Christmas party, or do you have movie nights, and do you have gladiator nights, or do you have a competition within your school? Whatever that would be right in that program, right in that booklet. Anything that they're going to need to spend money on, like gear, in my Welcome to the Family packet, it tells them from beginner to black belt what they're going to spend on gear and what they're needed and what's expected of them. For instance, at the white belt level, they have to get fighting gear. At yellow belt, they have to buy a bow staff and sai. At green belt, they have to buy tomfa and a boken. And it goes and continually moves forward all the way up to black belt. It's about $500 worth of stuff in 5 years that they'll have to buy in gear. So it brings me about another $100 a year in merchandising, not including all the extra fun stuff that we do. That's tied into my curriculum. But if I were you, totally be upfront and do not like sugarcoat anything, because that'll end up biting you in, you know, in the butt in the long run. Because they'll go, well, you didn't tell me that last time that I had to spend another $50 now.
Okay.
You know, if you're upfront and honest with them, you could just say to them, well, Mrs. Smith, over the next 6 months, you're gonna anticipate on doing two belt ceremonies which cost $10 each, and you're gonna have to end up getting XX and X gear. And normally we have a special event, but it's not your obligation to go to that. But you may want to put some time aside because we may do a movie night that little Joey's gonna love. And that way that they're, and this is what, continually, what I would say is, what do they, in your two-week period, you guys out there need to know, and ladies and school owners need to know, what people need to know at 2 weeks initially to get them in the program. Like, for instance, we have a major parking problem in my West Islip location. So initially, I want to prime, because I've had people quit my school because parking is hectic as anything. And I want them to, you know, people blocking with their, you know, everyone's got a Hummer and an SUV that takes up two spots. So I have 20 spots in my parking lot and only 8 of them are available. So people are going, well, where do I park? How am I supposed to drop my kid off? This is ridiculous. I'm not coming anymore. So from the day number one on our two-week call, we're letting them know, listen, these are the alternatives to parking. You could park across the street. You could carpool. You could come a little earlier. You could leave a little later. Whatever it may be. So and I want to let them know, listen, be prepared. The parking lot is a madhouse. So they know. It's not like I didn't tell them. You know, it's like going to a restaurant and the meal is on sale for $12, but you don't get any silverware in a plate and you have to pay an extra $15 for that. You know, the meal served was $15, but, you know, you have to pay extra for the plate, you know, and you would be so pissed off if anybody ever did that to you. That's why I recommend getting it out and making sure it's all on the table.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you for that.
My pleasure. You know, and like I said, you guys, please, anybody, email me anytime at Renshi. It's RENSHILINJA@AOL.com. That's RENSHILINJA@AOL.com. Or you can email Joanne at Joanne@APSFinancial.com. And check out my website, Taking It to the Next Level. That's just like it says, TakingItToTheNextLevel.com. It's got tons of free information. And you know what? I just put on there a little tidbit of information for us, and it kind of came off of an email that came from the Kovar brothers, and it was all about, you know, greeting our people when they come in the lobby. This is another thing that we tend to neglect. And, you know, when parents come in, we do a bow, hey, Mr. Smith, and they're on their way, they drop Johnny off. Just a little quick set of questions, you know, how's Johnny doing? How's the summer so far? How's he enjoying himself? How are you liking the program? Those four questions could stir up all these feelings. And if they say, yes, 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 we love it, love it, love it, you know that they're primed for a referral again. So, oh, well, you're loving it. That's great. You're really, really happy. Do you think anybody that Johnny knows would love to get the same benefits? You know, it's always constantly pushing for that, you know, referral and upgrade. And not, of course, not that's not all you do, but, hey, listen, we're all in the martial art business, so we all need to be as professional as possible. And we all want to prosper and have money and be able to enjoy ourselves in life. So this is why we do what we do. At the same time, while we teach benefits that are unbelievably beneficial to anybody who steps through our doors. So the last thing I'll do is I just wanted to quickly, I only have a few minutes, and then I'll do the last thing of questions. I want to go over some primary objections for our six-week call. Just we're going to go out an extra 2 weeks. I wrote down the primary objections to our six-week call because now we've asked all the questions. We've continually asked for referrals. I think the primary objection is to continue communication with our clients, the parents, or the students, to repeat and reestablish the rules, guidelines, and backgrounds of our school. Rules are so important. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a stickler for making sure that the uniforms are always clean, that they have, in our school, they have to wear what we call tabby socks or tabby boots, like the ninjas wear with the split toe. I constantly have kids show up with white socks and, you know, a white T-shirt under their uniform. In my school, they have to wear all black, a black top, a black uniform, black T-shirt, black shorts underneath their pants, and the tabby socks. So we're constantly making sure that they know why it's important not to break the rules in our school, why they can't be late, why they have to be on time, why they should call in if they're going to be away on extended vacations or their kid is sick. And, you know, we want to continue to anchor the benefits to our clients, always letting them know that the reason why they're there is because they're going to get X, X, and X benefits. This is not just kicking and punching. It's more than that. It's a life skill. It's something that is going to change their lives forever. And also, we want to continue to get referrals. Or if you're at 6 weeks, you might just starting to get referrals depending on where you are in the trust bank in the relationship with your students. You know, they might be saying, well, I'm still not sure. But if you ask and ask and ask after 6 weeks or three calls, you're going to eventually start getting referrals. You also want to make sure and explain the reasons why they have to adhere to regular attendance. You know, this is where you might call at 6 weeks and say, you know, Mrs. Smith, you're supposed to be coming 3 days a week. I noticed that Johnny's only come 4 times for the month. You know, that means that he's probably going to eventually end up quitting because he's going to lose motivation. And then you want to start to encourage all your special event participation and the reasons why being a part of this will enhance their overall training. You want to make sure that they know that, you know, being a part of going to the games if they're on the baseball team is going to make them a better baseball player rather than just going to the practices. And then the last one was to start laying the groundwork for upgrades. You know, after 6 week period of time, even the 4 week period of time, you should try to upgrade people to Black Belt Club, whatever you have, Masters Club, Masters Elite Club, Team Leadership Development Curriculum, whatever it may be, those things are that's where you need to be upgrading at that 6 week period of time. And that's really, and I continue all the way on out to 10 weeks, so, and then we do every month after that. So that's really so much involved, and I hope that I haven't covered too much, and I hope that I've given enough that make this call worthwhile to everybody. Is everybody okay? Everyone had a good time? Did you get information?
Do you have time for more questions?
I do have time for, right, Joanne, you out there still?
I'm still here.
So do I have time?
Yeah, you have a couple more minutes for questions.
Yes, could I, shoot.
I got one, I know we talked about the referral a bit, and I don't
want
to get off track, but I'm curious to know, when you do get that referral, when somebody gives you those 5 referrals, what do you do? And I would like to ask you what you do with it when you get referrals that they say, you can use my name, and referrals that you get when you can't use their name.
What has been my experience with people?
Well, I'm curious, what is your process? Like, do you call them? Do you...
Well, yeah, we actually call, when we're doing our 2-4-6 week calls, after they give us the referrals, we would actually call them up and say, what's your first name?
Mike.
So, oh, okay, Mike. So let's say that I got the referrals and I would go, Johnny, who's a person in our program, had just given us your name as a referral, or let's say you were the dad. I go, Mike, your son's best friend, Johnny, had just given us your name and would, you know, for our martial arts school, and he thinks that you would benefit and enjoy going to classes with him, and he wanted to give you, courtesy of him, a free month to our school. So we just wanted to know if you'd like to just come in and take advantage of a class, just to see if you would like it, and come in with, you know, whoever. And then that way you would lead into it that way. Of course, I would, if I were you, I'd first decide on what you're going to give him, whether it be a free month or a free class, and then make some sort of script just so you know what it is, so that you could feel comfortable with doing it, and then call these people up. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind you might get someone to go, I'm not interested, and they hang up on you.
Yeah,
then you just write...
Anybody, anytime I ever call anybody, I get the, you're a telemarketer, you know.
Right. Well, you know what, that's why you got to say, you know, hi, Mr. Smith, this is Renchi Alley from Long Island Ninjutsu Centers, and Johnny, your son's best friend, asked me to give you a call on his behalf and let you know. That's why you tie in a personal kind of thing. That way they know. And, you know, most of the time, you know, people do just hang up on you, and you might want to call a few times over the next, you know, few days just so that they know that you're not a telemarketer and get the point across. But if they say, leave me alone, then you just never call them again, and you're on to the next one.
Yes,
and what I would also suggest is to ask Mrs. Smith, when they give you the referral, if they could give a courtesy call over to Mrs. Johnson just to let them know that you're going to be calling, if they'll do that. If not, then you just got a cold call name, and you got to use Johnny's name to the hilt and use that as a sales tool.
Okay, now what if a person gives you five referrals and says, you know, here's my friends and stuff, but please don't tell them I gave them.
Well, then that's fine. Then you would just call up and say you won a free month of martial art classes at our school. And, you know, I would just say, you know, we were going through a list of names that we acquired, and, you know, if they say, where'd you get it from? I said, well, we got it from a database or a mailing list, and that we would just wanted to let you know that you want a free month of martial art classes, care of, you know, Martial Arts America or whatever it may be.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, because that way you won't have to feel uncomfortable. So there's many ways around it, you know, it's and I'm not asking you to lie in any way, shape, or form. You just got to find a creative way not to get the people to hang up on you and get a creative, and let me tell you, it takes some time getting adjusted to, and it takes some time to get good at it. But it is so well worth it, and you could get so many people.
Okay.
So any other questions?
Excuse me, just real quick, on that same note, how effective would a mailing be as opposed to the phone call or piggyback to the phone call?
Well, I think that, like I said about the Jay Abraham story, everything is about consistency. So let's say you gave a phone call and they go, well, we're not interested right now. My next question to them would be, can I put you on our mailing list and send you out our monthly newsletter? Or if you wouldn't mind, I have an email mailing list with a monthly newsletter. Can I send that to you regularly? And they'll say, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love for you to do that. And then you continually send them specials. Like you might want to say, you know, at that point you might say, I'll give you $150 off a yearly membership if you call today. And then the next month you might say, you know, and Jay Abraham kind of said this too, you kind of try to hit all the points. Like if someone is interested in self-defense, you might say, you could get the best self-defense ever at our martial arts school. Then your next mailer might say, well, you may not be interested in self-defense, although that's what we do. We also find that our clients are great for stress relief. Then the third mailer might be, not only do we teach self-defense and relieve stress, but we also teach self-discipline and self-confidence, and people have lost weight. And you do a series of mailers for the next 12 months that each time the letter changes a little bit and giving them different benefits and continually build on it, you're going to hit one of the points, hopefully, that these people might, because they might not be interested in any of the things you said before, but then they go, oh, that's right, I do have to lose weight. My high school reunion's coming up. This might be a fun way to do it.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I mean, please email me because I have some guys that are emailing me regularly. We go over continual questions over and over again. If I could be of any help, I'd love to do it. And I guess I'm almost ready to wrap it up. So I want to just say, please stay in contact with Joanne. Any questions you could ask her or forward them to me. And I also, you could email me at Renshi, RenShiLinja at AOL.com. Please check out my website. It's a really cool website, and there's a lot of free information up there. It's not just about getting you on the premium section, although I can tell you that anybody out there is going to benefit from this program, but it's probably going to revolutionize the martial art consulting business. And if not, you guys could go on there and just get tons of free stuff. I just put something up on greeting parents in the lobby. That's a new thing that just went up this week, and there's a lot of cool things. So please, you know, keep in touch with me, and I hope you guys enjoy the conference call. I'm leaving in 5 days to Japan. I'll be there for 10 days training with my teacher, and then I'll be back for next month's conference call before I go back to Japan and Thailand. So So I hope you guys are keep feeding me questions, and I'll try to help however I can.
Thanks so much, Ali. I appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.